Hey, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I own Choice Tax Relief. Big news out of the IRS today on a Tuesday afternoon. Today, the IRS announced they are forgiving over $1 billion in tax penalties. Approximately 4.7 million American taxpayers, that's individuals, businesses, and tax-exempt organizations, are eligible. You may have already seen the headlines. Here's the Wall Street Journal article that was just published today. I was actually lucky enough to have the opportunity to talk to the reporter at the journal here, and you know, I got some quotes in this article, which was pretty cool. I'll put a link to this article in the description of this video. But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to dig into the actual notice that the IRS put forth today, part by part. You know, I've gone through it, I've marked it up. So that's what I'm going to do today, so that you can know if you're eligible, how much penalty relief you're eligible for, and how to get this penalty relief. Spoiler alert, it's really easy. So let's get into the notice here. So I'll go through the details and then basically sum it up at the end. Okay, so here's the notice. Relief from additions to tax for certain taxpayers' failure to timely pay income tax for taxable years 2020 and 2021. Okay, so first of all, this penalty relief is for tax years 2020 and 2021, okay? So if you don't have tax penalties for those 2 years, this relief unfortunately doesn't apply to you. There are other ways to get relief from penalties. I've talked about that in the channel, but this particular relief the IRS announced today, you're not eligible for. Okay, so this relief is only for tax years 2020 and 2021, and it is the penalty. It's basically the failure to pay penalty. Okay, failure to pay income tax. I'll go over what that is a bit later when we get down here to the actual code section. But it says this penalty will be waived, or to the extent previously assessed or paid, will be abated, refunded, or credited to other outstanding tax liabilities. Right. So, if you're eligible for this abatement for tax years 20 and 21, and let's say you get, you know, $1,000 abated, right? But if you don't owe the IRS any other money, or any other agency that could take the money that the IRS sends you, you know, you'll get that as a check from the IRS. However, if you owe the IRS for other tax years, or you're subject to some other offset, then the government will keep your money and apply it to that other debt. Okay, so that's generally how, you know, refunds or, you know, penalty abatement works. Okay, so let's get back to the notice here. So this is section two here is describing the specific penalty that this relief is for. So it's the failure to pay penalty for tax years 2020 and 2021, and it gives the code section here, section 6651, and I'll just pull that up here. So 6651, it describes the failure to file penalty, okay? But that is not what this penalty relief is for, okay? That's the bigger one. It's this penalty, specific penalty relief, is for the failure to pay penalty, which is, let me make this bigger for y'all. 0.5%, okay, per month or part of a month, that a tax is unpaid, right? So it's 0.5% of the unpaid balance for every month or part of a month that you didn't pay the tax that you owe the IRS, okay? And the maximum here is 25%, right? So let's say on your tax return that you filed, it said you owed $10,000, okay? And so that means that every month that you don't pay the IRS that $10,000 that it says you owe on your tax return, you're accruing $50 in penalties, right? And the maximum would be 25% of the $10,000 or $2,500. Okay, so that is the specific penalty that this penalty relief pertains to. Okay, let's get back to the notice here. Okay, we talked about that. Okay, this is another important thing. This is a general thing. This isn't part of the specific announcement, but this sentence here is saying that the penalties don't apply if you can show that the reason you didn't pay your tax was due to reasonable cause and not due to willful neglect. I've talked about penalty abatement in other videos. This is just describing general penalty abatement, not the specific penalty abatement that's being granted by this notice here. Now the question is why is the IRS doing this, right? And it's going to talk about why here. Basically, it's because in early 2022, the IRS stopped sending out certain collections notices to taxpayers, right? And the thinking here is, well, you know, we didn't remind people of what they owed, but all the while penalties were still continuing to accrue. So we're going to forgive those penalties that accrued during that time when the collections notices were paused. So that's what the notice is going to get into here. So this is describing the general notice sequence that taxpayers get. Well, when a taxpayer does not fully pay a tax liability, the IRS sends an initial balance due notice, such as a CP-14 or a CP-161. This notice CP-14 is far more common. And by the way, I've made videos about all these notices here. I have a whole playlist about IRS notices right down here. And here's my video on the CP-14. Anyway, that's a legally required notice. It is the notice and demand. It basically, you know, says, hey, taxpayer, you owe us this. You owe us this amount of money, and we're demanding that you pay it by this date, right? Notice and demand. If the taxpayer does not pay the liability after receiving the initial notice, such as the CP-14 or CP-161, the IRS normally sends the taxpayer certain automated reminder notices. And these are things like, and I made videos about all these too, the CP-501, the CP-503, and the CP-504. Okay, these are all notices that the IRS will send before it sends the final notice of intent to levy along with your CDP rights, which is in the form of the LT-11, if you're an ACS, or the letter 1058 if it's from a revenue officer. But basically, those interim notices, the 501, 503, and 504 were paused. Why? Well, this announcement here goes on to talk about it. On March 13, 2020, the President of the United States, of course, at the time was Trump, declared a national emergency in response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The same day, the President also issued an emergency declaration, et cetera, et cetera. The emergency declaration instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to provide relief from tax deadlines to Americans who have been adversely affected by COVID-19. And in response, Department of the Treasury and the IRS issued a series of notices and other guidance to provide relief to the affected taxpayers. In that context, on February 9th, 2022, the IRS announced in a news release the temporary suspension of the mailing of certain automated reminder notices. Okay, and so I pulled that up over here. This is that announcement back in February 2022, where they say, hey, look, we're suspending all these notices here, CP-80, fraud file tax returns, the big collection ones here are the ones that I mentioned earlier, the CP-501, CP-503, CP-504, right? So the IRS suspended sending out those notices. They did not suspend the mailing of the initial balance due notices, which are the ones mentioned previously, the CP-14, CP-161. However, even though the IRS suspended these certain automated reminder notices, the additions to tax for the failure to pay taxes, that's the failure to pay penalty, continued to accrue for taxpayers who did not fully pay their balance due. Okay? And so what the IRS is saying here is the IRS is going to fully resume issuing these collection notices in 2024. They already started issuing these, you know, collection notices again for tax year 2022. Some of you out there, I know, have received them because you've reached out to us at Choice Tax Relief. You know, you just filed your 2022 return. You got the CP-14 maybe in November. Let's say you filed in October, around October 15th. You got the CP-14, and then you got the CP-504 very quickly thereafter, right? They went right from the 14 to the 504. They skipped the 501 and the 503. Anyway, IRS is saying that they're going to resume sending out these automated notices in 2024. For taxable years 2021 and earlier, thereby resuming the normal notice process for these years. The Treasury Department and the IRS have determined that the relief, this whole penalty relief thing we're talking about, described in this notice, will help certain taxpayers who were not sent reminder notices during the temporary suspension of certain automated reminder notices. Okay, so basically saying, we didn't send out these notices, 501, 503, 504, showing you what you owe, and the penalties that were continuing to accrue, even though we didn't send you, you know, these collection notices. Therefore, we're going to cut you a break here, and forgive these penalties that were accruing for the 2020 and 2021 tax years during the period these notices were suspended. Okay, now let's go back to the announcement here. Now it gets into the nitty-gritty. So who's eligible? Taxpayers who have filed tax returns specified in Section 3B of this notice. Okay, so let's kind of just jump there real quick. Okay, just why isn't it just highlighting? Okay, so which kind of tax returns are eligible? Right here, eligible returns. Okay, only penalties pertaining to the 20 and 2021 tax year for these specific tax returns, these specific tax filings are eligible. I highlighted the major ones here. Form 1040. Yes, that is the individual income tax return. That y'all out there file, right? So 1040 tax returns count. There's some other less common returns here too that it applies to. 1120, the corporate tax return. 1120S, S-Corp tax return. S-Corps usually don't pay federal income tax. There are certain contexts in which it will. But the bigger tax we see with S-Corps is a failure to file penalty for when people set up an S-Corp and they don't file for it, right? It's like a $200-some penalty per month per shareholder in the S-Corp, maxes out at 12 months. So that could be a pretty draconian penalty if an S-Corp hasn't filed in a while. I made a whole video about that. You can check that out at the top of the screen. Unfortunately, this penalty relief does not apply to the S-Corp failure to file penalty. Why? Because remember, this penalty relief is only for the failure to pay penalty. 1041, trust in estates, 990T exempt organizations. Right, so let's go back up here. Right, so taxpayers described who have filed tax returns specified that we just went over, right? Certain tax returns will have the accrual of the failure to pay penalty for taxes owed for taxable years 2020 and 2021 waived for the relief period. Okay, so what is the relief period? That is defined further down here. So the relief period is a period that begins on the date the IRS issued an initial balance due notice to the eligible taxpayer, or February 5th, 2022, whichever is later, and ends on March 30th, 2024, okay? So it's not that the entire failure to pay penalty for these tax years for, you know, going forward indefinitely if you still don't pay it off is going to be forgiven here. It's only the failure to pay penalty that accrued on 20 and 21 1040s, 1120s, 1120s, 1041s, 990ts, right, and those other tax returns in that list between okay, at the earliest February 5th, 2022, though if you received, you know, the CP14 or the CP161 or equivalent notice later, it would begin on that date, the relief period, and ending on March 30th, 2024. Okay, so at most that's like 26 months of the failure to pay penalty at most, right? But if you got, you know, that CP14 in March, it'd be like 25 months, right? So you get how that works. Eligible taxpayers will remain liable for any addition to tax for the failure to pay, basically for the failure to pay penalty that accrued before or after the relief period. And they're also liable for interest that accrues during the relief period. Okay, so as I've said before on this channel, the interest that accrues on a tax debt, that is set by Congress. The IRS does not have authority to just waive the interest if it so pleases. It does with these penalties, though. Okay, fair to pay penalty. It has the authority to simply unilaterally decide to forgive it for taxpayers, either on an individual case-by-case basis or in mass to a class or a group of taxpayers, as it has done here. But wait, there's more. There's one more thing you need to know. Eligible taxpayers. What is an eligible taxpayer as defined here? Well, let's look down here. So the assessed income tax for taxable year 2020 or 2021 as of December 7, 2023 must be less than $100,000. Just the tax, right? Doesn't include any applicable additions to tax, penalties, or interest, right? And you must have been issued an initial balance due notice, right, such as a notice CP14 or notice CP161 or equivalent, on or before December 7th, 2023 for taxable year 2020 or 2021. Basically, if you timely filed these returns, 2020 or 2021, you would have received your initial notice and demand notice well before December 7th, 2023. But I suppose if you had just recently filed these returns, then it would be have been... maybe you would have just received it if it was a late filing. All right. Is there anything else to talk about here? Oh, yeah. How do you get this relief? Well, look right here. There is no need for taxpayers to request this relief. The IRS will issue a notice to each eligible taxpayer that reflects the updated amount owed and any refund or credit resulting from the automatic abatement. The relief granted in this notice applies only, like I said, to the failure to pay penalty, does not apply to any amount of interest that accrues as a result of any underpayment, as I discussed previously. Last section, exceptions to relief, not available with respect to any return for which the penalty for fraudulent failure to file or the penalty for fraud applies. Hopefully that doesn't apply to any of you, none of you filing fraudulent returns out there. Does not apply to any addition to tax for the failure to pay an offering compromise. That's a different penalty. Does not apply to any addition to tax for the failure to pay that'll settled in a closing agreement. Again, that is a different penalty. So folks, if you owe less than $100,000 for 2020 or 2021, and you've already filed those returns, and you received the CP-14 or CP-161 or equivalent notice in demand by December 7th, this past December 7th, and you obviously didn't pay the tax with the return, and you have accrued failure to pay penalty as a result of not paying that tax, you're eligible for this abatement, and you don't have to do anything. The IRS should be sending you a notice in the mail soon about it. They're going to automatically apply it to your account, is what they're saying. I'd recommend, of course, you check on your account transcript to make sure they actually did that, of course. But they said they would. And this is kind of similar to another penalty abatement program that they announced. Was that last year? I think it might have been last year. For failure to file, or not failure to file, for failure to pay. That old one was for the failure to file penalty for tax years 2019 and 2020. That one's done. And that was announced. I just pulled it up. I made a video on this too. This was from last year. Right. So this was for the failure to file 2019 and 2020 returns. This present penalty abatement is for the failure to pay penalty for tax years 20 and 21. Are you eligible for this abatement? Let me know in the comments. Let me know what questions you have about this abatement. I'll answer them as best I can. I have some other tax relief videos here on the left-hand side of your screen. If you have tax debt, you'd like to talk to somebody about it, reach out to us at Choice Tax Relief, 866-8000-TAX, or you can go to choicetaxrelief.com, click free consultation at the top, the menu there, or fill out the form on the homepage, and we will reach out to you. All right, folks, thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.